This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Those who are looking for promising economic news might consider the housing market. There was word from the Mortgage Bankers Association today that applications for home loans were up last week for the fourth week in a row. And yeah, with interest rates still near record lows, this is a pretty good time to buy. If you can get one of those loans and if you can find a place to buy, which are pretty big ifs. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more on that one.
After weeks mostly stuck in her 960-square-foot condo in Newark, Ohio, near Columbus, with her husband, two dogs, and a cat, Amber Simpson is ready for an upgrade. She manages a dental office, which is gradually reopening. He's back at work as a barista. Now the challenge is finding a place to buy for under $180,000.
It's so competitive right now. I mean, houses in our price range, they're up for 24 hours, they're in contract, they're gone. They disappear.
Across the country, as parts of the economy reopen, buyers are coming back. Sellers, not so much. Susan Wachter teaches real estate at the Wharton School. She says some worry about having strangers in their homes, others about selling in a down economy.
Many, many properties that were planned to go on the market have been pulled. So if you are in the market to buy, it's very difficult to find a home.
And increasingly, a mortgage. Michael Neal with the Urban Institute says as more homeowners struggle to pay existing mortgages, lenders have tightened their credit standards.
I think that there is a concern about the ability of borrowers to actually make their payments in view of the sharp increase in unemployment.
And that increase could turn a dip in home sales into a longer-term slide. Economist Danielle Hale with Realtor.com expects sales to rebound this summer before falling again if coronavirus infections resurge.
We expect the economy and the housing market to be on again, off again throughout the remainder of 2020.
The silver lining for people hoping to get into the housing market? She expects prices to grow more slowly or even fall by the end of the year. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.